Argo, a full axe. So Omale Rav Kano, for Rav Asi, the Rav, Rav Kano, Rav Asi, both said to Rav, Dina Hochi, is this Talocha? Like Rashi says, Shishalom Le Kli, also Yom Sukin, he has to pay like a complete good Kli, I go to Nan, we learn to get more Baba Kama, Kabin Yizok, and Tashkum, and Ezek, and Lamed, Shabbat, and Matapam, and Avela. That's all. Fishostik Rav, and Rav Taka kept quiet. And therefore the Gemara says, like, if you look at Rav Kano Ravasi, the Loch is like Rav Kano Ravasi. Now what does that mean? The Mahadalei Tavre, that the Shoima, the Shoel has a right to return the broken pieces. If you borrowed an axe, and you will put Shoei and it broke, so you have a right to return the broken pieces. Or Mamalalei Demei Mono, and you only have to pay him back the difference, how much a good Kli is worth, more than these broken pieces. Just like by Behemoth, the loch of the Nevela itself, the Bailam is Metaplam the Nevela. That you have a right to return the Nevela, and how much is worth less now, that's how much you have to return. Here also, the broken pieces you could return, and the difference in price you have to pay the Yonah. Now the Gemara says, who garbed there was a man? The Shoyel Davlo Michavrei, he borrowed a bucket from his friend Itbar, and while he was using it to fetch the water, it broke. Is also lekaimi the rafop omalei. I see sadid leshonish beviyfter. If you could bring proof that it broke during normal usage and you were not a pesheya, so then you'd be potter. As we had before, meisa machmas malocha. Even a shoya would be potter. Halu garba, there was a man the shoyel shunra mechavrei. He borrowed a cat from his friend. Now, when the cat was by him, chovar olei agbori, a lot of mice gathered together, v'chatlu, and they killed the cat. So shal now was the shem echayiv apota. In other words, this called like meisa machmas malach or not. So yoseh rav asheri kumiboylei, ki agav namai, what's going to be the loch in such a case? Is it considered like meisa machmas malach or not? Is it normal or not for the mice to come and kill the cat? And some answer back, the Mar says, Yumai, ki meisa machmas malach adami erloi, is exceeded normal or not normal? Is like meisa machmas malach or not? O malei rav mordechai rav ashi, hochi yom ravimi mehagrunya, mishmei de rov, the name of rova, that gavro denashi katlua, a man that was killed by a woman, loidina vloidina, is there off the paskin about this? In other words, it's his fault, it's the man's fault, why he let himself be killed by the lady. There also, it's like the cat's fault, why he let himself be killed by the mice. In other words, like he shouldn't let himself be put into this matzav. Here also, the cat, like the shayman now, shouldn't have let the cat be in a place that there are so many mice there. Therefore, it's not considered like mesa machmas malocha, therefore the shayl here would be chayiv. And Ike the Amri, some said the case was like this. Ochelak vorituva, that this cat that he borrowed ate up a lot of mice. The chovna became very hot because of that illness, and the cat died. So now the shayla was, Yosef Rav Asher Komayim Bo, Kehai Gavna, in such a case, my, what's the locha? Is it called Mesa Machos Moloch or not? So he answered back, Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hoch Yom Ravimi Meagrunya, that Gavra, the Noshe Katlu, a man that was killed by a woman, Ledinu Vledaina, like it's his fault why he let himself be killed by the lady. There's no din upon this. See also, it's like the owner's fault, he shouldn't have let his cat, the cat he borrowed, eat so much mice. Therefore, it's not called like Mesa Machas Malachom, therefore the share would be chayif. Omar Rava said, Hayman de boy le misho midi michavrei. For lifter, if somebody wants to go and borrow something from his friend, and he wants to be smart, and he wants to make sure that he's potter if anything happens to it. In other words, what's the case to be a shoel, but by him? So namely, let the shoyma, the shoel, say now to the owner, Ashkoyin maya, please give me some water to drink. To have a shila babaylam. So it comes out, the same time I'm taking the cow, the animal from you, you're also giving me some water, like the owner is working for me. Therefore, I'll always be potter, it's called a shela babaylam. Now the Gemara says, V'pikeyachu, but if the owner is smart, namely, let him say to the shoyma like this, Shoyel bedisha, you go use it and work with the cow first. Make some disha thresh with it. In other words, you come first to Shema Shoyel. Fahodi Raskiyecha. And then later I'll give you water. So it's not called Shaila Babailim. Therefore the Shema would be Chayiv. Omar Rava said, Mikri Dardaki, that means a Talmud. A Rebbe that teaches Talmidim, small kids. Shosla, a gardener that's working for the owner's garden. Tavcha, a Sheikhet. The Yumno and the Sergeant, Safa Mosso, the city's Baba, Kulon Bidin Abiratayu, if anything happens while they're working, Kishila Babailam Dami, it's like there's a Shaila Babailam with the owner there. In other words, let's say while the barber is giving you a haircut, you borrow a cow from him, so therefore it's considered like he's working for you, and therefore it's called a Shaila Babailam, that you'll be potter. In all these cases, they're considered working for you, and therefore if you borrow something from them now while they're working for you, you'll be potter. Omrulei Rabbonin L'Rovo, the Rabbonin said to the Rabbonin, the Talmidim said back to Rovo, Shoyolon Mar, you should know you are working for us, you're teaching us, you're working for us, so if we would borrow a cow from you, we would be potter. Ikbet, Rovo got angry. Omulu Liafkuya Mimunoyi Kobisi, do you want to take away my position from me? Andra Bateya saw just the opposite. Osun Shilson Li, you the Talmidim are working for me. Ye the one know me like the Rosh Hashiva, Motzi is the Mutamachumim Mesechta Mesechta. I could choose which Mesechta we're going to learn. I could change from one Mesechta to another Mesechta. But also, you Tamidim, Le Mitzitza Lishtamuta, you can't change from one Mesechta to another Mesechta. That's what Rav says to Tamidim, you're working for me, not that I'm working for you. And the Mura says, Beloy, it's not really true. Ihi Shoyulhu Biyoimidikala. That the Rebbe, the Roshiva, is Meshubri, like working for the Tamidim, Biyoimidikala. Like Rashi says, Kishadorchin, the Vneha Regal, Vilkas Regal. The meaning is, before the Yamtiv, the Rav, the Rebbe has to give it to Rosh then. So then he can't change to a different topic, he has to talk about this Yomtif. So then it's like the Rashiv is working for the Talmidim, then there'll be a din of Shalom Babaylam. But Inu, Shilun Le, Bishar Yomei. But the rest of the days, when the Rashiv has the right to pick what to learn, then it's considered like a Talmidim, I'm a Shubba to the Rebbe. Mereimar Bar Chanino, Oige Kudenaisa Bechuzoi, he rented out his mule to the people in Bechuzoi. And Nofek Ledluye, Tuna Viadayu. Now the master, what's the name? Mereimar Bachanina went out there to help out the people unload the camel. And Poshubo, and the people were Pasheya, who missed, and the mule died. So Shalom Adi Chayivanat. Also, the kind of the Rava came in front of Rava. Chayivinu, Rava said these people are Machuyiv. They're a shamer on the mule, and it died, the Pshia, therefore the Chayiv. Omule the Rabbana the Rav, the Rabbana said back to Rav, Pshia Babailami, but the Yonah, Bereim of Rachnina, was working with them. He was helping them unload the mule, so therefore they should be potter. Ichsev, so became embarrassed. Lesayf at the end, the Gloy Mil, so he came out, the truth was uncovered. The Lameisa Tuna Hudenofik, he only went out to like supervise there. To tell them what to do, but he himself really did not do any work. So therefore, there was no p'tur of Sheila Babaylam. The Mor says anyway, if you're like we have it said before, that if you're Sheol Babaylam, or any Shema with the Babaylam is working with them, even though the Shema is a P'sheya, still there'll be a p'tur, so then, Mishamachi Yichsev is good boy, became embarrassed here. Like how could he say he's Chayiv, even though he's a P'sheya, it was a Sheila Babaylam? Ela but Laman the Yoma Chayib Rav Yod no when the Shem is a Pesheya, even though the owner is there, still the Shem is Chayib. So my Yichsef, why did he become embarrassed? He Khuri Paskin right. So Mor says the case was Loi Mifsha Poshabo. It wasn't the case that the Shem over there was a Pesheya. Ela rather Ignuve Ignuf. What happened was it was stolen. Olmeisa Kadaka Be Ganef, and the animal died normal death by the Ganef. That was the Shaila. The also the kind of the Rava came in front of Rava, the Chayvinu, Rava said that the Chay had to pay back. On this Omri Rabbon the Rava, Gneva Babailami, the Chura, the master here was working with him. So it's called the Gneva Babailam, even my Shema Sachar, that the Locher is Babailam is Potter. Ichsev became embarrassed. And on this the Gemara says that Lesayf at the end, the Gloy Milsa was uncovered, the real truth, that the Lameisa Tunahudinofak, the master, the owner, only went out to supervise there, but not to really do any work. Therefore, it's not really called a shaylo asriris pabaylim. Therefore, it's good that he paskin that the chayif. All right, we'll stop here.
You hold not tzadik zayin nam an aleph on the bottom by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hashoyi les haporo." If you borrow a cow, and shoala chatzi hayoyim, v'sochra chatzi hayoyim, this Reuven, he borrows it, he becomes a shoyel for half of the day, and the second half of the day he rents it. So it's nafkamin, in the morning he's chayiv anointin, a shoyel is chayiv anointin, and in the afternoon he's only a shoyim asachar, he'll be potter anointin. Now, shoyel hayoim v'schara l'mocher, or else, for one day he borrows it, and for the second day he rents it, it becomes a shoyim asachar on it. Or else, sachar achas v'shoyel achas, or else he takes two poros. One par b'chlali becomes a shema socharon, and one par becomes a shaylon. All these shaylas. So now, what's the halacha? Umeso. Now, and one of them died. So now, hamashul oimer, the owner that lent it out, oimer, he says, shula meso. You should know it's the cow that was a shoyl that died. Therefore, yechayiv. You're a shema shaylon, and yechayiv an oinsin. And also, b'yoyim, shoyse shula meso. In the case before, where one day you were a shoyl, one day you were a